Everybody that's just been zooming by, the speed limit is 35?
25.
25, okay. Yeah. There's definitely three or four cars that have gone by that are not going 25.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying they all come from the same direction.
Mm-hmm. That's longtime Providence Journal photographer Chris Craig. A few days ago, in mid-January, we went walking on North Main Street, the Providence thoroughfare where three pedestrians were fatally hit within the span of a year. Our mission? Learning why.
Do you have kind of like a mental list of reasons why you think this keeps happening? Like just in general? Like pedestrian deaths,
yeah.
I should say.
So the front ends of vehicles are getting taller.
Right.
So like as a driver sitting inside them, you can't see pedestrians as clearly as a car with a lower front end.
Right.
And the car is getting heavier and the car is getting larger. This means like when you get impacted by a vehicle, you're more likely to get seriously injured or die.
Rosie Jaswal is a traffic engineer for Tool Design, a firm in Boston, and she's on the city's new North Main Street Task Force. It's meant to help figure out why people keep dying on this street and what can be done to fix it. Rosie said part of the problem is that safety ratings for cars are usually based on what happens to drivers in a crash, not someone walking or biking.
So these vehicles are getting like these 5-star safety ratings,
yeah,
when they're causing havoc on the streets, right?
Right.
Like when you crash into another vehicle, sure, you'll be fine, but what about all of the other people involved in that crash?
Sure.
So that's something that I know my industry is really pushing for change. But of course, that's a uphill battle with the automotive industry.
In the meantime, the North Main Street Task Force has already held its first meeting with stakeholders from the State Department of Transportation, Providence Police, and local advocates. Councilwoman Sue Anderbois, who leads the group, says she's hoping immediate changes can be made, at least on a temporary basis, to start making things safer now. I'm Amy Russo with the Providence Journal.